Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Rocky and Lissa on 98.5 KRZ.
Becky, what happened on your first date?
So we met at a bar, and I had a drink, and he had two. And we were sitting up on stools, and all of a sudden, he grabbed my foot and pulled off my shoe and bit my toe.
What? Hang on. Back up.
After one drink or two drinks or whatever?
Yeah, had two drinks, yeah.
Wow.
And I don't care how many drinks you have. This is the first time he's meeting you and he does this. What did you say? What did you do?
I mean, I almost fell off the stool.
Yeah.
But then I said, do you like feet? And he's like, yeah. He's like, I like hair and feet and everything. And then I had to get out of there pretty fast.
Yeah, you think? Bad. He's basically just listing body parts that will be in his freezer later. I like your hair. I like your feet. You never saw him again, I hope.
No, but he did message me again in the app and ask if I wanted to, like, meet him at the library and have sex in the stacks.
Ew!
Oh, nice. Smooth operator.
Disgusting.
Yeah, he's got all the lines.
Sex in the
stack. But you should have never asked, do you like feet? You're just leading him on.
In her defense, though, she was probably so shocked at what was going down, she didn't know what to
say.
Yeah, what do you say?
What could you possibly say? Michelle, you are next. Worst first date?
Oh, I had a guy that took me to a strip club.
Okay. What? Did he tell you ahead of time that was his intention?
Well, no. My cousin fixed me up with this guy. He lived, like, in the Poconos, and I live down in the Kingston. And he asked me to meet him at, I can't even remember the name of the place, Planet something.
Planet Pocono. Planet Pocono.
I didn't know it was a strip club until I got there.
Sounds like a lovely place.
Wow.
Planet Pocono.
First and last date.
Did you even go inside, or did you just pull in and be like, nah?
No, I went inside.
So you probably had to pay a cover charge just to tell this tool you didn't want to hang out with him.
No, it was like ladies' night or something.
Oh, thank God. Oh, that's a classy move.
And he invites you on ladies' night. Yeah, oh, that's great. Wow.
Oh, thank you so much for calling.
Okay, great. Thanks.
Have a good one. Bye.
Bye.
Guy's got all the angles.
And can we just circle back to
that's
my
an
cousin?
First date.
Can we just circle back to my cousin set me up with this guy?
Yeah.
How fast are you on
family
the phone to your cousin?
Best. Hey,
family food there too. Family
I would be calling
best.
My cousin from the car immediately on the way home. Going,
they
what
serve
the hell?
Food there too. It might have been amateur night.
Focus.
And you know what? You know, just invite her on ladies' night. Then you won't have to pay the cover charge. Just for yourself, not for her.
That's some jumbo coconut ones though. That he had. That he told her that ahead of time and expected her to know that and be fine.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.